Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the February 9th, 2025 service at Plymouth, the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank. Please rise in body or spirit for the call to worship. It is by grace that we are who we are.
We are people who are called by Jesus, yet fearful to follow.
It is by God's grace that we can become followers.
We are fearful people, yet gifted with courage beyond wonder.
It is with God's grace that we become who we might be.
We become people who step out in faith, sharing the good news generously.
Next is the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Merciful.
The first reading this morning is from Psalm 138, and I'm reading it from the Message. Listen now for what the Spirit is telling us. Thank you. Everything in me says thank you. Angels listen as I sing my thanks. I kneel in worship facing your holy temple and say it again. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Most holy is your name. Most holy is your word. The moment I called out, you stepped in. You made my life large with strength. When they hear what you have to say, God, all the earth's kings will say, thank you. They'll sing of what you've done. How great is the glory of God. And here's why. God, high above, sees far below. No matter the distance, he knows everything about us. When I walk in the thick of trouble, keep me alive in the angry turmoil. With one hand, strike my foes. With your other hand, save me. Finish what you started in me, God. Your love is eternal. Don't quit on me now. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
New Testament reading, our gospel reading, is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once, when Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, the crowd was pushing in on him to better hear the word of God. Jesus noticed two boats tied up. The fishermen had just left them and were out scrubbing their nets. He climbed into the boat that was Simon's and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Sitting there, using the boat for a pulpit, Jesus taught the crowd. When Jesus finished teaching, he said to Simon, "Push out into deep water and let out your nets for fish." Simon said, "Master, we've been fishing hard all night and we haven't even caught the smallest of fish. But if you say so, I'll let out the nets." It was no sooner said than done. A huge haul of fish, straining the nets past capacity. They waved to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They filled both boats, nearly swamping them with the catch. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell to his knees before Jesus. "Master, leave. Master, leave. I'm a sinner and I can't handle this holiness. Leave me to myself." When they pulled in to catch a fish, they awe overwhelmed Simon and everyone with him. It was the same with James and John, Zebedee's sons, co-workers with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "There is nothing to fear. From now on, you will be fishing for men and for women." They pulled up their boats on the beach, left them, nets and all, and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. We've been in a sermon series called Following Christ's Call. There it is. Following Christ's Call, a journey of transformation. Today we add one more piece to our sermon series, Go Deeper. So on that day, the Sea of Galilee awakens to the soft hues of dawn. You know what it looks like. Often the lake is very calm. The winds haven't begun to blow yet. On the surface of that lake, it is shimmering with the promise of a new day. But there along the shore, fishermen move with the rhythm of routine. They've done this thousands of times. They sit there with their boats nearby, scrubbing their nets, rubbing sore hands that have worked hard all night, their eyes reflecting the weight of another fruitless night, having worked hard but come up empty one more time. The air is thick with the mingling scent of salt and damp wood, so hushed there that conversations carry the echo of quiet disappointment. But amid the ordinary, something extraordinary is about to unfold. A teacher stands nearby. His voice, as he speaks, it carries over the gentle lapping of the waves. And the crowd gathered, the crowd listening to him presses in, and they're eager to hear what this teacher is saying. Spotting two boats at the water's edge, the teacher steps into one of them, Peter's, Simon Peter's. As he speaks, his words do more than just inform. They stir their hearts. They awaken hope and plant seeds of faith. When the teacher finishes, he turns to Peter and speaks directly. "Launch out into deep water. Let down your nets for a catch. Peter hesitates. Every fiber of his being, every lesson learned from years of fishing, tells him that this, to go out into deep water, is pointless. But something about this teacher, this Jesus, compels him. Something in his gaze, something in his presence. So with weary hands, Peter casts the net. The impossible happens. Reminds me of the idea of when you've been fishing on one side of the boat and caught nothing. Well, then try the other side of the boat. Surely you'll find some fish in the water. When they put the net down, not only a few fish, the net now, once empty, now strains under the weight of fish. Shouts ring out, boats lurch as the miraculous catch threatens to sink them. Peter, overwhelmed, drops to his knees. "Depart from me, Master, for I am a sinner, Lord." But Jesus, full of grace, responds with an invitation that will now change life, Peter's life forever. "Do not be afraid, for you will now catch women and men." This passage teaches us an essential truth. Following Jesus' request to go deeper, deeper in faith, deeper in trust, and deeper in obedience. So like Peter and his fellow fishermen, to leave the safety of the shallows, to experience the abundance that Christ is bringing to them, bringing to us, we too must venture beyond the surface and there plumb the depths. Yes, go deeper to find God's purpose. February is the month that we celebrate Black history. We recognize the faith of those who have gone before us, leaders, trailblazers, freedom fighters who trusted God even in the face of oppression. And whether they faced the hoses from fire engines blasted at them, whether they faced dogs snarling and biting them, or police batons, their journey of faith echoes the call to go deeper. Today we explore three ways that we can go deeper. Today we will go deeper in our walk with Christ, drawing inspiration both from Scripture and the perseverance of those who have fought for justice and equality. To go deeper in faith, it means trusting Jesus even when it doesn't make sense. Out on the boat, on the lake, the Sea of Galilee, Peter was an experienced fisherman. In his experience, he understood the tides. He knew the currents. He knew when the wind would begin to blow and create other issues. He knew the best time to fish. And his weary hands and empty nets told him that another attempt at fishing would be pointless. Yet when Jesus told him to go out into deeper waters, Peter responds, "Master, I have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down my net." Going deeper in faith means trusting Jesus even when it defies our human logic. It requires surrendering our own wisdom and leaning on Christ's divine direction. It may not make sense. Often it doesn't. But like Peter, we often find ourselves in situations where our experience, our knowledge, even our common sense tells us one thing, but God is calling us to something greater. What can we do about this? Obey God's word even when it challenges our understanding. The deeper life in Christ is not about comfort, but about faith and trusting. Is God calling you to something that seems unreasonable? Doesn't make sense? I want to urge you, encourage you, like Peter, to take Christ as his word. It may not make sense, but it is what Christ is calling us to do. Look at the faith of those who've come before us. African American history is filled with men and women who trusted God when the odds were against them. As we celebrate Black History Month, we recognize the faith of those who've gone before us, those leaders, those trailblazers, freedom fighters. Let me pick one name out, Harriet Tubman. She was known for the Moses of her people. She exemplifies this call where it doesn't make sense, and yet she hears God's call and says, "I'll go." With nothing but unwavering faith, she navigated the Underground Railroad. She rescued enslaved individuals and guided them to freedom. She ignored the dangers, the possibility of her own being captured and her own death. She pressed forward. "I never ran a train off the track," she says. "I never lost a passenger." Her story is a testament to what happens when we trust God beyond our own understanding. It doesn't mean it's easy. It may not make any common sense. But in that moment, in those days, at that time, it makes all the difference in the world. And so whether we focus in with our lens and look at Harriet Tubman or maybe Martin Luther King Jr., for he himself preached about a future that he would never see. And yet their faith captured the world. It changed the world. When we go deeper, when we go deeper in our trust, we trust that God's plan is greater than our own. Peter, on that day at the lake in his boat, could never imagine the abundant catch that was about to happen. And if any of you have been in water and where fish are gathered in any large number, especially when they are being drawn up in a net, that before they break the surface of the water, how they bat and try and swim about as the water is getting shallower and shallower. Imagine the water teeming with life as Peter and that well-used net went in the water one more time, and this time didn't come up empty, but came up so full it nearly swamped the boat. God's blessings often lie beyond the limits of what we can see. Going deeper in faith. What about if we go deeper in surrender? Letting go of fear and control. The sight of overflowing nets, sinking boats, was too much for Peter. His own heart pounded as he dropped to his knees, overwhelmed by power, the power and holiness of Christ. And his words strike us as out of character, out of touch with the situation, perhaps. But it drives us to a new meaning here, where Peter says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But instead of leaving, Jesus called him closer. Going deeper in surrender means releasing our fears, our insecurities, and our control to Christ. Peter's instinct was to push Jesus away because he felt unworthy. How often do we do the same? That when we first come in contact with God's holiness, Christ's presence, that we're in that place, wherever it might be, a mountaintop or valley, in a quiet room, sitting by ourselves, and yet we're not alone. How often our response is to say, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm not holy." How often do we do the same? When we allow our failures and our fears to convince us that we are not good enough to be in God's presence, that we are not good enough to serve this loving God. But Jesus calls us despite our weaknesses and invites us to grow in our trust, to go deeper and surrender. So let go of fear of failure. Peter could have let his past failures define him, but instead, when Jesus called, he chose to follow Jesus. Similarly, those who fought for civil rights did not let their fear silence them. When they saw wrong being done, they spoke. When they saw wrong being done, they stood up. When they were ordered to move to the back of the bus, they stayed put, even when they quaked in fear for what might come next. They let go of their fear. We need to surrender our sense of unworthiness to God. Jesus calls us, we imperfect people, to do God's perfect work. In the same way he used Moses, a murderer. In the same way he used David. In the same way he used Peter. Jesus also used a leader like Sojourner Truth, a former enslaved woman turned abolitionist and women's rights activist. She refused to let her fear dictate her destiny. She was born into slavery. She endured unimaginable hardship, but her faith, it propelled her from that to a new place. It propelled her into a life of bold proclamation. And so she traveled the country. She spoke truth to power, declaring the need for justice and equality. And when she was threatened or even discouraged, she boldly responded, "The Lord gave me the name Sojourner. And so I travel up and down the land, showing the people their sins and wrongdoing. I am a sign unto them." She didn't allow oppression, fear, or the threats of those in power silence her mission. Her unwavering trust in God's calling serves as a powerful example to us. We must step beyond fear into the divine purpose that God has for us. And it begins where we are, right here and right now. You are not named Sojourner Truth. You are not named Rosa Parks. But each of them refused fear, to let fear dictate their destiny. So for us to release control and embrace God's plan, we need to first, in our following of Jesus, let go of our own agenda. And like many wise people have said, when you and I have a plan, God laughs and says, "I've got one too. Wait till this comes about." When we trust in God's direction for our lives, we go in new places. We have a new destiny in front of us. Just as the faith of Black pioneers led to change, our faith today can influence generations to come. Go deeper in surrender, but also go deeper in commitment. Leaving everything behind to follow Christ. The final and most profound moment in this passage we read from chapter 5 is verse 11. "So when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed Jesus." They left the boats. They left the nets full of fish. They left that line of work and followed Jesus to begin a new life and in my world. The real invitation was not to better fishing career. The invitation to us is a transformed life. But it costs something. We leave something behind as we take on something new, this call of God. Prioritizing Jesus above all else, what areas of our lives compete with our devotion to Christ? Following Jesus means making him the center of every decision and our priority. Be willing to leave behind what holds you back. The disciples, they left their boats, their livelihood. Are there things in your life that are holding you back from drawing closer to Jesus and following Jesus' way in your life? Choose to follow the example of those who sacrifice their lives for the greater good. Many individuals in Black history left behind security, comfort, and even their lives to stand up for righteousness. We must commit to live a life of faith that moves beyond convenience and into action. So in conclusion, let me say this. Jesus' call to Peter and the other fishermen was not about catching fish. It was about transforming lives. And that transformation first started with them and then touched others as they came in contact with others. He called them to go deeper in faith, in their own sense of surrender, and as well in their sense of commitment. That same call exists today. Will we trust Christ beyond our own understanding? Will we choose to follow when it doesn't make sense? Will we choose to follow when our own fears and failures hold us back? Let us remember that faith, surrender, and commitment were the cornerstones for those who paved the way during this Black History Month for justice and equality. Their courage is a testament to the power of going deeper with Christ. They did what they could not do on their own, but in following what Christ did through them and is still doing today, because there's more work ahead in justice and equality. The abundant life that Christ offers is not found in the shallow waters, where convenience and comfort, but found in the deep waters of obedience and faith. So let us respond as Peter did, by stepping out of the boat where real life is lived, stepping out of the boat and letting down our nets one last time, one more time, following Christ into the depths of Christ's purpose for our lives. Where is that path leading? My hunch is that one day there will be those that say about you, "What a brother or sister I found in them. What deep faith they showed as we walked side by side. What difficult choices they made and let go of convenience as they went deeper in their lives." Friends, will you go deeper?
Next is the hymn, "Lord, You Have Come to the Lake Shore."
Thank you.
Next is the hymn, Jesus is Calling.
To befriend the lonely and afraid. Filled with God's grace, we will follow Jesus. To offer justice to those forgotten by the world. To embrace those filled with grief and loss. Filled with God's grace, we are empowered by the Spirit. To bring peace to all the brokenness around us. To walk in faith beside our sisters and our brothers. Now, let us sing as we plan to depart from this place on this Super Bowl Sunday, spelled with an O-N-U and an E as well.
Oh,